Virgil Payne was an HSU college student when I got here as a freshman in 75. And he was one of the older statesmen at HSU. Looked up to Virgil, right? And he told me, which I will never forget, is that you do not have to be afraid of assimilation. You know, we want you to assimilate with other cultures, other ethnic groups. But the key thing is, do not lose your identity. Do not forget where you came from. And that, to me, was a big thing, you know, because I didn't have to, you know, start wearing Birkenstocks. I didn't have to forget, you know, on the spring days that I could walk around in my shoes with no socks and stuff like that. I can have an afro. I can do cornrows and stuff. And he was one of two black men that I knew back in the day that I could ever go to Hoopa and just have fun and run around. I was afraid to do that. And more importantly, he married one of the local Native American families' ladies. So V was, you know, he walked it like he talked it and stuff. And the reason why I got involved in his death, I wanted to say something stronger, but I won't. But the reason why I got involved in his death is because the family needed a spokesperson. I was working for the county at the time as a vocational counselor. I'm pretty, you know, out there, you know, in the public eye with my refereeing and my umpiring for the Crabs and stuff. And I said, of course, because Virgil meant so much to me. After all the research that was done, now this was told to me, and we put it out there in the media. That was one. He was killed by members of the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department. He was in Hoopa. They car chased high speed down a road, got him out. They said that he was on PCP. Unbelievable. Not Virgil, right? So they handcuffed him, this gentleman. He's handcuffed, right? On his knees. And as reported by the four witnesses that observed this, which was Native American children at the time, was shot, I think, multiple times while being handcuffed on his knees. Now, that was reported in the paper, right? Now, what wasn't reported in the paper was the reason why they went after Virgil. And again, you, at that time, you're probably a little bit leery of saying these things, which I didn't put out in the public media. Like you say, you could be afraid of your life or whatever, but he organized the growers in Eastern Humboldt because they got tired of paying $5,000 to leave their crops alone. That was the story as to why he got killed. Because he organized the growers, and the growers said, that's pretty good. If they catch us, they catch us, but we're not going to pay $5,000 per, you know, whatever, to have you leave our stuff alone. And so with that being said, and knowing that knowledge, I was saying this is not justifiable homicide. The family needs to go, you know, and I'll definitely do what I can to let individuals know that I think he was definitely murdered, and it wasn't justifiable homicide. So did that. My bosses said, as long as you don't bring anything down on the county and you do this on your off time, then we cool with it. And so that's what I did. And that's you know, Virgil Payne. And the all outcome of it all, we kind of started, we tried to start a police review board back in the day. And of course, they didn't want to go for it. And then the ACLU came in, and you know, that's when all that kind of picked up to where you have at least a legal organization kind of being a watchdog for incidents that happen in the community, like what happened to Virgil and stuff. So, you know, if anything positive came out of it, it was one, you know, we've always tried to have a citizen review board for the police departments. Whether or not it came about, I don't know, but people know that we've tried it. And then the ACLU came in, and that kind of helped. And it brought awareness to people. But after a while, it just died down. I kind of faded out, and it died down. Hopefully, 30 years, 40 years later, we won't have the same thing that was going on with Josiah. You know, that public upcry, keep it going. And then all of a sudden, it just fizzles out.
Right.
But that's the VP. That's Virgil Payne in a nutshell. Good guy. You know, love him to death, miss him to death. He taught me that it's okay to be who you are. You know, and I was at a young, impressionable age when I got here at 17 years old. And it was, like I said, there was only 3 TV stations that you can watch. Public transportation just started, and buses, I've been riding buses all my life in the Bay Area and Oakland, California. It just started. No place for a brother to get his hair did, no place for, you know, music, no place to shop. It was a different place in 75. I've already said it was like 7 years behind the times. Mm. You know, 7 years behind the times, but that's my Virgil story, you know?
Well, thank you for sharing. I really do appreciate it.